The patient for David Ross, R-O-S-S, March 2nd, 50. Address is a letter, Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Twaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, to 915348. Dear Mr. Twaites, a follow-up for Mr. Ross, who has chronic kidney disease. Last visit was in December. Comes accompanied to the office with wife. EGD was done. Minor hiatal hernia was placed on Protanix. Denies dysphagia, gastrointestinal bleeding. There is good urine output, no cloudiness of blood. Denied chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no recurrence of gout, no skin rash bruises, no fever, headaches, review system is negative. Next paragraph. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the hydralazine, terazosin for blood pressure, a number of supplements, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Prior Norvasc discontinued because of lower extremity edema. He is presently on no treatment for gout. Allopurinol was discontinued without recurrence. Next paragraph. His blood pressure today was 138/70 on the right, 136/74 on the left. No respiratory distress, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no gross mucosal abnormalities, no neck masses, no rallwisses, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial rap gallop, no abdominal distension, tenderness, or ascites, minimal peripheral edema. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. A few days ago, creatinine 2, although previously 1.8, 1.7, sodium potassium acid base normal, present GFR 34, stage 3B, a normal calcium, phosphorus, no anemia, kidney ultrasound, 10.8 right, 10.2 left without obstruction, no reported urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B, question progression. We'll see what the chemistry shows in a monthly basis. Clinically, no symptoms of urine, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Next number, hypertension, appears to be fairly well controlled. Next number, enlargement of the prostate without evidence of urinary retention or hydronephrosis. Next number, we discuss about the meaning of advanced renal failure and the progressive nature. We discuss that sometimes people are going to require dialysis. We discuss what are those symptoms, to the importance of avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. I'm not opposing the use of Protanix if needed for a short period of time. It's not recommended for the long term unless findings of Barrett's esophagus or severe premalignant conditions. All questions answered, come back in 4 months, end of dictation.